We're talking with our State Attorney General, Scott Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt, a couple of key cases that you've filed on regarding federal encroachment on some of our rights in the state, especially in regards to some of the strategies by some of the third-party groups, not NGOs, to sue the government, try to settle with them. You've actually taken them on regarding that technique. Why?
Yes, I mean, it's one thing to complain or bring to attention the areas that you're talking about where you have Wild Earth Guardians or Sierra Club or an environmental group that will then sue the EPA or sue Fish and Wildlife Service and then reach a settlement where the settlement actually is inconsistent with federal law, you know, where the agency is regulating through litigation. It's one thing to draw attention to that. It's one thing to take steps to do something about it, and we have, to your point. We recently sued the Fish and Wildlife Service in Tulsa and the federal court there. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a plaintiff with us. Other states have joined, North Dakota and Kansas, among others, that are going to intervene. And the lawsuit is about the listing of the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species. And it flows out of a settlement that Fish and Wildlife agreed to in 2011 that is entirely inconsistent with the statute. They actually have used the settlement process to regulate through litigation and not go through proper rulemaking. Huge case, very important case. Just very thankful for Oklahoma Farm Bureau's partnership. We believe it is a pinnacle case for other states across the country to look at the abusive practices that agencies are engaging in as far as these friendly lawsuits with environmental groups to regulate.
When it comes to the lesser prairie chicken, it seems like we've worked a great deal. We've already invested a lot of money in trying to make sure it's not, you know, ends up on the endangered list.
Yeah, I mean, actually $26 million. I mean, as you know, there are voluntary conservation programs that have been implemented over time by the state, by industry, by many folks to prevent the lesser prairie chicken from ever being listed as threatened or endangered. The Fish and Wildlife Service just simply disregarded that. And it costing the state of Oklahoma not just the $26 million, but now all the imposition on private property is going to exist because of the listing of the threatened status.
Regarding the litigation that you've brought up in the HSUS, basically the demand that they show that they are actually spending the money like they've kind of promised Oklahomans they have spent it that way, you know, in regards to helping animals directly. Where do we really stand on that?
Well, a very important matter, and it's important because as Attorney General, we have responsibility, I have responsibility, to ensure that charitable organizations that raise money, they actually, as they raise the money, spend them on the purposes for which they've represented. Here we have an organization that we know, or we believe, nationally, only spends about 1% of their revenue that they raise on local shelters. But yet they go into communities all over the country, and they did so in Oklahoma after the Moore tornadoes, raising money under the auspices that local shelters are going to be benefited. To me, that's a very relevant question for them to answer. Did you come into the state of Oklahoma to raise money for the benefit of local shelters, and did you spend it on behalf of local shelters? And if they didn't, what did they spend it on? Is it lobbying activity? You know, is it media campaigns that relate to a mission and purpose that's different than local shelters? So that's why we made the inquiry. We're still evaluating data. That jurisdiction is there for the AG's office to do something about it if, in fact, they have defrauded or misrepresented to the public. And that's what we're trying to determine right now. We don't know for sure that they have, but we're going through the process to investigate whether they have.
If you felt that they have gone over the line, what could you do with a group like that?
Well, I mean, if the facts bear out that any organization has raised money and spent money inconsistent with its purpose or inconsistent with the way the monies have been raised, you know, that warrants a charge based upon misrepresentation. And so we would look at that as an option.